At World Pork Expo, we're on day three Friday, and we're going to visit with Doug Wolf, who's the president of the National Pork Producers Council. Doug, let's talk about this year's Pork Expo, first of all. Do you consider it a successful show?
Yeah, good morning, Ken. Yeah, we do. We've had we had great participation from the exhibitors, and we've had some really good attendance considering the weather that we had. Yesterday we had rain all day. It broke away in the afternoon, and it seemed like when it broke away, the people showed up. So that was quite exciting. And of course, this morning again, they had a lot of rain last night, so our attendance is a little light, but overall, the exhibitors are pretty satisfied.
So as far as issues go here, issues discussed at World Pork Expo, I guess the number one topic in everybody's mind is the price of those grain inputs and concerns about availability in the coming months.
Yeah, it is definitely the topic of the industry right now. We're in a situation where we're ending this year on some really tight carryover stocks, and then of course we're looking at next year or what's going to be available. And as everybody knows, this spring we just haven't had real conducive weather for crop production. We've had a late start. We've had a lot of water, a lot of flooding, so we're just anxious to where we're going to end up this year.
Now, you, the MPPC has been for months calling for the USDA to get more involved in helping develop a rationing plan for corn, and you continue to ask them to do that?
Yeah, we've been on this now. I would say since about March was our first trip out to D.C. to ask the secretary to take a look at what's here. We could see these short carryover stocks coming up, and if we would have what they projected, the 92.2 million acres on trend yield production, we would have been all right. We all knew that it wasn't going to add a lot to it, but it would have helped us. But the fear that we had is what happens if, and we're seeing that if happen this year with the weather. So we have asked we put in an ask to reduce some non-sensitive CRP acres. Although we know it's too late this year, it's something that takes time for Congress to act on, and so maybe for next year. We've asked that some of these delayed planting things, acres that where farmers, if they collect the insurance, can't plant anything on that, we're asking them to waive that and allow them to plant something and try and get some sort of a feedstuff into the system. So, and then we've asked them to develop a livestock task force to look, as you said, that possibly somehow we could ration this ground or grains to make sure that we have grains to feed from an animal welfare to make sure we can fill our stomachs.
Do you see this June 30th plantings report as maybe a key to really driving something as far as getting a plan together?
Yeah, we do. We've got some work we're doing out in D.C. with Chairman Lucas, and he wants to have some hearings on feed availability, and we've kind of, working with them, asked that maybe we could wait till after this June 30th report comes out so we have some real numbers to work with. But my fear, personally anyway, is I look back at last year, and we had record yields all year long until we went to the field and they weren't there. So concerned that even if they do think we're okay, where are we going to end up?
Another topic of discussion here along that line is, okay, what can we do to look at alternative ingredients to corn? And of course, one of the main ones is distillers grains, and there's been a lot of talk here at the show about how you can possibly increase the percentage of distillers in those feed rations.
Yeah, that's all the topic there is, what can we use if we're out of, if we don't have the grains, what else can we feed? You know, what other options or alternative commodities are out there? And of course, there is a fair amount of distillers. I was just a few minutes ago at a Packer meeting, and their concern is that the large amounts of distillers are being put in there affects the quality of the carcass, and they're concerned about where that is. But there was an issue brought up, or a concern, or not an issue, but a discussion that there are research going on to how they can add some enzymes or something so that larger quantities of DDGs can be fed.
Other issues that are kind of at the top here at World Pork Expo as far as the producers are concerned?
Yeah, probably the second most important one that we have is our three FTAs that we had were pending getting passed. Yesterday, we had the ambassador from Korea come in and speak, had a really strong reception there. It was great. So we're working real hard to get that done. And, of course, we've got the Mexican trucking that we're trying to get that resolved. There's a tariff been placed on not only pork products, but I think 90 other products in the U.S. So we're trying to get that issue resolved. The last one probably in the trade is the Russian W-2 accession consideration. We think that Russia needs to be there, but Russia hasn't been playing really fair, with, especially with the pork industry and the meats industries. And we've asked Congress to back off until Russia agrees to play by the rules, if they will, to get in, and then we'd be willing to work with that one.